The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and Linda Bott, we're here 7 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday. Linda is, we have the yard guy coming in this morning. He was there last night, and he's coming back again. We have another yard guy coming in this morning. We'll get into that later. But that's where she is. Hey, today, the last day of August 2022, and it's a little sad. You know, another August slips by. I'm trying to think of how many of those have slipped by in my life. And I just realized how many there were. Oh, 7:06 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, if I was, something happened to me, you know, medically, I'd want to go to Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, I have faith in them. Linda was there under extreme circumstances a couple years ago. Now I have faith in Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam's here. Thanks.
Good morning.
Thanks for showing up today.
Yeah.
You know. I mean it's every day. I mean it's not. It's here's the thing is, it's work,
mm-hmm.
and people don't show up, or people don't, they don't want to show up every day.
Yeah.
And you're a young guy, and it's difficult finding younger people.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
That want to show up mm-hmm. every day and work.
Yeah.
And you know, and it's heck, as far as that goes, it's probably harder finding older people that want to show up every day. And it's amazing, you know, when you get people with a work ethic,
yeah,
and you find that they want to work and they want to grow and they want to do all these things. So, but none of us are perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So we every so often that we may set the alarm wrong or whatever it is, and that you get sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, these things just happen.
It's life.
It is. It's just life. And the other thing, too, is work. It's there to provide, you know, you've told somebody, like, okay, I've got to go to work today because that's what I do. You know, I have the show. But I don't let this isn't my whole life.
Yeah.
And so that's the other part of it, is You throw yourself in your job, but you got to be able to pull yourself out.
Balance.
There you go. This is why we have Liam. I talked for 5 minutes about something. He goes, well, it's balance.
It is.
It is balance.
Everything in life needs to be balanced.
Speaking of balance, the heat
Ugh.
Is not going to be balanced.
No. Alrighty. Today, we have a high of 102. Tonight, a low of 70. Tomorrow, Thursday, a high of 107. Thursday night, a low of 73. Friday, a high of 106. Friday night, a low of 71. It's not a heat advisory anymore. It is excessive heat warning. Saturday is 107. Yeah. Saturday night, 73. Sunday is 109. And then Labor Day is 110. So, it's hot.
Now, see, the one I have goes right along with that, except everything's a degree hotter.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, the weather reports, not the weather. The weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a family-owned business out of Anderson. They've been in the business for a couple of decades. They treat their customers like friends. They are fine people there. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And the Chuck Kinney made a cut a spot. He says, I feel strongly about this, you know, last year. He says, stand by. The cost of natural gas and propane and everything is going to go sky high. And he was right on the target. This is before it really started. He said, elections have consequences, and it's going to cost us. They are fine people. They do a lot for our community, and it's a veteran-owned business. Now, what's going on at the Bot House that Linda has to be there? Because, you know, we're under strict water restrictions or cutbacks, I should say. We have these automatic sprinklers, as do a lot of people, I'm sure. But our house has had like a sprinkler system, and then it had an added-on sprinkler system. So we have two different sets of controls of sprinklers, and they were totally different. And then a couple years ago, we kind of took those control parts out, and we put in, you know, so they matched. So if you do one, you don't have to go around and figure out a different way. You have two different sets of directions. Okay. Well, the one in the back, you would think in the back of the house would control the sprinklers in the back of the house. And the system in the front would control the sprinklers in the front of the house. No, it doesn't. They each control sprinklers on both sides of the house. So if you want to test the sprinkler and you say, okay, I want to make sure everything's working and there's no leaks or anything, you've got to run around both sides of the house, the front and the back, to see if they're working. And then we find out yesterday, because we don't go through the front of our house, we're just going through the side door. A friend comes over and says, hey, you know that grass out? You know, we have these, you know, it's a bunch grass, you know, in front of the house, like shrubs. She says, you know, that's dying. So we went out and were checking that. Well, there's a leak someplace. And then we find there's a leak in a PVC pipe that's buried in concrete. Why would somebody bury pipes in concrete? So where it's coming out of the concrete, it's leaking. So now we're all looking at that, trying to figure out how do you fix that, because it's, you know, it's right next to the concrete. Well, I believe what I see. People shouldn't lie. You know that stuff that guy gets and he sprays it on the, he puts it on the bottom of a boat, and he drives a boat across the lake. It's this liquid thing, right? I'm saying, well, why don't we just get a spray can of that and just spray it? You know, this guy says it, you know, it fixes it instantly. You can put it on underwater. You can hang from a 100-foot, you know, building with this stuff that you can just paint on. And I asked the guy, I said, does that work? He goes, well, the guy on TV says it does. So now we're off on that. Anyway, so now we're having to replace hoses, sprinkler heads, and try to get everything going at one time. Synced together so that we, you know, that it only waters on 3 days a week, whatever days they're supposed to be. And it's probably, and then we find out it's probably on the wrong 3 days. And if that's the case, too bad. It's still being watered 3 days a week. This portion of the show brought to you by, I'm sorry to get into that, but it's just, you know, where's Linda? Linda's out there keeping the house together while I'm in here talking. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Locally owned, locally operated, we do our business with them, and they've got our business accounts in there, and I tell you what, we're real happy. Online banking's great. Make sure that you know, you're taken care of. When you go in there, it's kind of like the Cheers of banks. They know your name when you walk in. You know the people on it because that run the bank because you've watched them grow up here in town. And so it's just a place. It's local board of directors. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they started 15 years ago. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com.
BNT Satellite has you covered with a 2-year TV price guarantee from Dish. Great TV service, stable price, no surprises.
Don't call the 800 number.
Call 530-241-3474 or visit BT Satellite, your local premier Dish retailer today.
Monthly equipment fees and other restrictions apply. Recording hours vary. 2,000 hours based on SD programming. Remote viewing requires internet connection and compatible mobile device.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
I'm Max Steiner, the Democratic candidate for Congress here in CD1. I'm a combat veteran and a political moderate. I'm pro-timber, pro-gun, pro-choice, and pro-America. I'm not a typical woke Democrat, and I am not a career politician. My legislative priorities as your representative would cut across party lines. We need to protect the fundamentals of our democracy. We must reduce fire risk by thinning our forests, strengthening the timber industry, and hiring more firefighters. We need to build more dams to reduce the impacts of climate change. We should codify Roe v. Wade into law. Finally, we must ensure security abroad with a strong military and security at home with strong police forces. We need to make big changes in Washington. If we keep voting for the incumbents, nothing will ever change. We need politicians who will put principles over party, politicians who will say no to the far left and the far right. We need politicians who will truly put America first. In November, I would be honored to earn your vote.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. And it is 7:19 on the last day of August 2022. And, it's Labor Day weekend coming up. Whoa. How'd that happen?
I don't even know.
I don't know either. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Alaska Airlines. You can fly daily nonstop from Redding to Seattle with Alaska Airlines and with one stop get anywhere in the world. Enjoy a cool weekend in the Pacific Northwest. Fly to Seattle. Take that Alaskan cruise. Walk, you know, Seattle is really kind of a beautiful city. And you know, people, oh gosh, you know, riots. No, no. There's many spots. You go down to Fisherman's Wharf. It's really a nice place. It's down there. Anyway, to do that, it's go to AlaskaAirlines.com/ready and book right there. Lim's Cafe. As you know, Ron Lim was on yesterday with Elle. They're starting a new show next week. And he had told me about this. He had told me about this several weeks ago. And he said, just don't say anything. And, of course, people tell me so much stuff, just don't say anything. Don't say anything. We, you know, especially during the breaks. Okay, we can't talk about this. And then they talk about it to me. And they said, but don't say anything. Well, so many people tell me that. Okay, this isn't, you know, this I want you to know about it, but this isn't for, you know, we haven't released that news yet. Okay. And one of them was Redding Rancheria. I had heard, it's weird. I heard from, you know, like two different people on two different days. The Redding Rancheria was going to get in marijuana business. And they had, you know, they bought the, was it Sundial Collective? I think that was it.
It was Sundial, yeah.
And they told me this. And I said, how do you know this? And they said, well, I know people down at Sundial. And so I had asked one of, you know, somebody from Rancheria. They said, that's close hold. Please don't say anything. Okay. All right. And then when they were on the show, I asked Tracy, do you want to talk about this? I mean, you don't have to. I know if you're waiting, because they wanted to talk about it to the, when they had their State of the Tribe. She says, no, you know, we can talk about it. And so she did. She made that announcement here. A lot of announcements made on our show for first. And then, of course, it's hit the papers and everything after that. Well, Ron Lim had asked me not to say anything. And I didn't. And so many people tell me, hey, this isn't for public consumption. So I can't remember everything. So I just don't talk about anything. And I probably seem like ignorant. Well, man, I am at times. hey, did you hear about this? And I go, because the news hadn't been released, I go, no. When indeed I do know about it, but I did say I wasn't going to say anything. Anyway, Ron Lim said yesterday on the show that Lim's Cafe is shutting down after 90 years. And then you put it on Facebook. Wow. Did you see all the, I don't know, on Facebook. I mean, there were hundreds of comments about this. About, and all of them were positive. Oh my gosh, I remember going there. One person, you know, I ate there. You know, I'm 70 something years old. I've been eating at Lim's for as long as I can remember. They remember the second spot. You know, they've been in three locations. The first location, by the way, if you've read the article and you listened yesterday, if you can call in at 530-605-4567 and tell us the very first location of Lim's Cafe, you're going to get $20 in beer bucks, beer diner bucks, $20. If you can call in at 605-4567 and tell us where the first Lim's was, you should know now. And I was, I knew where it was only because he took me outside and showed it to me. that's how close it is to the station. So that should help. Anyway, if you've eaten there, if you've got a comment, it's open line, give us a call. I mean, it was, you know, Lim's Cafe. It's a landmark. It was there before the dam. It's been here forever. And if you don't know the story is that, you know, Ron worked there when he was 8 years old, bussing dishes, and before child labor laws, probably. And it was a family-run business, and it was his parents. And his dad told him, don't get in this business. So Ron went off and got his, became a pharmacist, but his sisters got into it. And then Ron still helped out too. And, and then all the kids that, of the family, none of them wanted to jump into the restaurant business. So there we are. Do we have a winner here? Liam's on the phone with somebody right now. So Lim's is gone. And, you know, I didn't realize, like I said, I didn't realize how many people felt, you know, that Lim's was a part of a lot of people's lives. I read this one that said every Christmas Eve, they'd go in there and have dinner because a lot of places are closed on Christmas Eve. Jim, good morning.
Hey, Kyle. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm well. You know, in 1961, my granddad and I were coming through Reading, and we were on Market Street, I would assume, because it was still kind of dirt, but that's the first place that we ate here in Reading was at Lim's. It was on the west side of the street.
On Market Street, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
But I wasn't exactly sure where it was at, but I do know it was Lim's Cafe.
Yeah, okay, now, Lim's, the original Lim's, if you know where the old sheriff's, police department was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was there.
You know, it's been a long time ago, but that was the first place we ate here. So we were headed through going to Oregon to start a chicken farm.
How'd that work out?
It worked out pretty well, and then I went into service and no more chicken farm.
Okay, you just won $20 worth of Black Bear Diner bucks.
Okay, buddy. Well, I'll swing by later on.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right.
Yeah, it's in, if you know where our station is, and we're on Market Street, it's right behind our station where the police station, the old police station is. That's where it was, right in that area there in the alley. So, a lot of people don't, you know, people remember the second place, but not there. So, thank you, Jim. And what Liam told me, he said, Sue says, people have been calling and talking about that. So here you go. Goodbye to Lim's. Next Tuesday is the last day that they're going to be serving dinner. So you've got between now and Tuesday to get that last lunch or dinner in or breakfast. They're open for breakfast, too, it appears. So Linda and I are going to, you know, at some point we're going to make it down there. And maybe next Tuesday, if hopefully we can find a spot there. Man, I'll talk to Ron and see if we tell him we're going to come in early, we might be able to get a spot. Have our last dinner at Lim's Cafe. All right, hey, let's take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. B&T Satellite is Reading's dish premier local retailer, providing our area with the best service. You see these ads that say, call the 800 number for Dish. No, don't do that. Call the local guy, Doug Tooley. He's been doing it here for over 30 years with Dish. Give him a call at 530-241-3474. He's got all types of special deals that can save you money. That's Doug Tooley, B&T Satellite, 530-241-3474. And it's a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back.
We are in the middle of fire season in California, and we've already seen major fires break out here in the North State. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. In Siskiyou County, the tragic McKinney Fire has caused at least 4 deaths and consumed over 60,000 acres. And some of the most dangerous months are still ahead of us. I'm working to improve federal forest management by getting more aggressive in thinning and clearing near power lines to reduce fire risks. We have delivered billions in aid for local disaster recovery and are fighting to stop FEMA from seizing money from fire victims who have received compensation from PG&E. I've also written a bipartisan bill to stop the IRS from taxing people's fire settlement dollars. In July, I offered amendments to federal legislation that would increase funding for water storage and fire protection. My office is here to serve you. Go to lamalfa.house.gov or give us a call. This is Congressman Doug Lamalfa, paid for with official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
At Shafter Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shafter Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shafter Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shafter Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
BNT Satellite has you covered with a two-year TV price guarantee from Dish. Great TV service, stable price, no surprises.
Don't call the 800 number.
Call 530-241-3474 or visit BNT Satellite, your local premier Dish retailer today.
Monthly equipment fees and other restrictions apply. Recording hours vary, 2,000 hours based on SD programming. Remote viewing requires internet connection and compatible mobile device.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. We're on 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday. And this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Crackmaster knows the ins and outs of proper windshield repair. He's been doing this for several decades. Jeff Wurst has a long history of being able to fix, repair windshields. And whether it's a little bitty chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. He doesn't take chances on your family safety. And Linda had a serious chip in her windshield. Took him 45 minutes to fix it, sealed it, and you can't even see it on her windshield. This is the kind of work he does. For a free inspection and analysis, come on down to 3208 South Market Street or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment. It's a veteran-owned business, and he just does great work. I don't know if you ever heard about this Gibson Bakery, Gibson Family Bakery. It's in Ohio. It's been around since 1895. In 2016, several non-white, and I'll say why, non-white Oberlin students, Oberlin is the liberal arts university there, attempted to steal alcohol from Gibson's, and a Gibson family member working at the bakery chased the students out of the store, and they attacked him. He called the police, and the students were arrested, pleaded guilty, and said race had nothing to do with the incident. They were thieves. But that wasn't good enough. Other students and the faculty of Oberlin accused the bakery of racism and staged protests outside, with Oberlin officials fully endorsing and supporting the protesters' false narrative. So they, you know, people stopped coming to their store. Oberlin, who had a contract with them, canceled it. And they were in danger of losing their store. And it just kept happening. Demonstrators entering the bakery, harassing customers, taking pictures of them, saying nasty things about them. They also blocked customers from moving down the aisles and slashed the tires of a store employee. Oberlin administrators trashed the bakery and anyone who defended it, calling defenders idiots and using pejorative words. The Gibson home was broken into. Business dropped and employees were laid off. Family was threatened. So they sued Oberlin College and won. A jury had awarded, and they said they had that Oberlin College had encouraged and supported students and faculty falsely accusing the bakery of racism. A jury awarded the bakery $36 million in damages after Oberlin sustained campaign against the shop. And the and they, of course, fought this. And when the verdict was put in, they appealed it. And they didn't pay it. So it was dropped. The amount was dropped to $24 million, which by state law is all you could get. And then the Supreme Court just ruled on this. And on a 4-3 decision, declined to hear Oberlin's appeal. So now it's up to something like $36 million because they haven't paid and that's how much it cost. So here's a small business that was falsely accused from an institution and fought back. Unfortunately, the original people and the father and the mother of this family business that died since this thing started in 2016 over a false accusation that the college, once they got into it, and at some point they realized, we did the wrong thing. And instead of standing up and saying, you know what, yeah, let's just pay them, they didn't do it. So now they've got to pay $12 million more. And I've been reading about this case for years, and it just shows that in this in our wokeness, and the left so much wants to lash out at anything that appeared because people who were people of color, who in this case they admitted, yeah, we stole it, we assaulted it. No, it wasn't racial. We were stealing stuff from them. It's not them. I mean, they pled guilty to it, you know, and you know, they can get on with their lives. But to have an institution throw their full weight behind it and literally run a business like this over a lie, and after finding out it was a lie, still continue to propagate it. Reprehensible. Reprehensible. Now, something else that I'm thoroughly confused on is, there's a California district, school district, and, in Newport Mesa, here in California, have ordered new textbooks called Comprehensive Health Skills for High School. When you hear that, health skills, what do you think about, Liam? I mean, you just got out of high school not that long ago.
Hygiene.
Hygiene?
Yeah.
Health skills, right?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of them need it.
A lot of them need it.
Like, yeah, no, you have, like, I'm serious.
Are there hygiene problems in high school?
I mean, mostly with, like, the young men, but they, like, there's just, like, a complete lack of understanding of how to take care of yourself.
Well, no, see, I can understand that. I can say, you know, I mean, if there's a class that says, okay, you know, bathing daily is a good idea. You know?
No, seriously, though.
No, I mean that. Yeah. I mean, bathing daily is a good idea. Cleaning your fingernails, all these things.
Yeah.
You know, wearing clothes that are clean.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're in high school, you should be able to have clean, you know, clean clothes. And it doesn't mean mom has to do the laundry. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can do your own laundry. And it's not like you have to wear a pressed button-down shirt and slacks every day anymore to high school.
Yeah.
Come on. As long as there's probably something it's not offensive to people on your T-shirt, you can wear that. Well, this textbook in Newport Mesa claims that there are 8 different gender identities, including androgynous, bigender, gender nonconforming, gender questioning, and non-binary. Also said there were 10 different sexual orientations, including androsexual, sexual, polysexual, scoliosexual. Okay, scoliosexual. Okay, hop on your computer. S-K-O-L-I-O-sexual. Find out what that is. Demisexual and gynosexual. Now, I'm a little bit older than high school, but I'm confused now. Did you have classes like this when you were in school?
So we had a sex ed class.
Yeah.
I want to say it was my freshman year.
Yeah.
But no, I don't know if I just got sexual education in school doesn't really exist.
Sure it does. It's after the football game, so.
Well, no,
yeah,
I mean,
parking lot.
Low key, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But no, my teacher was like a fill-in teacher, like a
substitute.
He was a substitute, but like a long-term sub.
Oh, okay.
And he had never taught it before, and so he was like just uncomfortable. And so we got like the worst.
Did you get wave tops, huh?
Pretty much, yeah. No, yeah. We didn't get really a sex ed. But yeah, I mean, I don't know.
They didn't get into it. Did you get into alternate genders and everything?
We talked about, like if you're, like, gay, how to have, like, safe sex. But
okay.
But that was about the extent of it.
Well, now, but this was been, like, four years ago, right?
4 years
before
ago.
Before the real gender thing started.
Yeah.
Anyway, look up
I have looked up. Scoliosexuality is the attraction to people who are transgender or non-binary. So I feel like it's like, it just piles on top of itself, because for transgenderism to exist, you have to have one person who only likes that. So now you can only have someone who likes someone who's like scoliosexual. So just like, it's like, get what I'm saying? Like it just builds on itself. Infinitely.
Infinitely.
Infinite.
Infinite sex.
Yeah.
Infinite sexual identities.
No, really, though.
No, there is. I mean, you get into it, it's like in my granddaughter in university.
Yeah.
She said, Grandpa, yeah, I'm taking this class this semester, mm-hmm. and there's like 40 different sexual identities. I said, 40? And she goes, yeah, something like, you know, she says, yeah. And so she's in that class mm-hmm. right now. And it's one of those things, because if you stand up in the class and say, what are you talking about? I mean, aren't you supposed to? I mean, there's male and female. Oh, no, there's not. You can't just say that. So she sits there because it's part of her requirements on her course on psychology. So it's it's amazing how this thing keeps growing like this, but what's it do to me? I'm thinking, what does this do for young people?
Yeah.
And is it confusing? Can you imagine if you'd had a class like this when you were a freshman? I imagine that, you know, I know there's gay kids in school.
Yeah.
When you were there and you just got out, were there transgenders people? I mean, were there males wearing, saying, I'm a girl?
Yeah, I had a few transgender friends. There were some non-binary kids.
Okay, a non-binary means they can go either way.
They just don't identify.
They don't identify as one or the other.
It's like fluid gender.
Does it change daily? Or it could?
Do they date boys and girls? So the way they explained it is it was like some days they'll feel more masculine or some days they'll feel more feminine. But I don't know what kind of person they were into.
You see, I find this fascinating.
Because that's gender identity, but sexual, you're what you're into isn't defined by your gender identity, I guess. You know
okay.
what I mean? I don't know.
I'm glad I didn't have to go through that.
It was a lot.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Well, and I don't know. You have to walk on, it feels like you have to walk on eggshells around some of those people at first. And you're just learning what they want.
To be called,
and it's like.
But that change of non-binary, or if it's kind of changed, today, I feel masculine.
So
do you call them by their name, or do you call them by?
You would so. I know people don't people are all weird about pronouns,
yeah.
But I don't think people actually understand what pronouns are. Your pronouns are he, him, because you're a dude,
right?
Right, and so they were just call me they, they or them,
And. I see where people getting in trouble.
Yeah.
Kids down when they're in their, third grade or less are getting in trouble because they're not using the right pronouns for kids. And I don't understand where parents would actually start a sexual transition on an 8-year-old. That is so wrong. Anyway, hey, we got to take a quick break here. And let me see. This portion of the show brought to you by State Granite. Mike Huber has stated that his gender is totally he's male. So there's you don't have to worry with calling him they or them. He's he him. Mike Huber of State Granite, and he has been doing working with people to redo their houses, or if you have a new house, to put in all your marble, granite, slate, tile in the kitchens. He does wonderful work. He's done work down at the Enjoy store on countertops. He did the big table right here in our studios. Mike Huber is an expert when it comes to working with these materials. He works by appointment only. He's always busy. So if you give him a call at 530-241-STONE, STONE, and you can set up a free consultation with him. Learn more at estategranite.com. Nick, hang on the line till after the break.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Attention veterans and active military personnel. This is Chris Kellstrom, your District 5 candidate, and I'm having a fundraiser Thursday, September 8th at the fairgrounds. We owe you all a debt of gratitude that can never be repaid. I want to invite you all for a free tri-tip dinner from Rockin' Peas Barbecue. Bring your VA card or military ID to Jones Fort by September 2nd. Freedom isn't free, and because of you, we still have freedom. Come for the dinner, stay for the auction and gun raffles. Remember, pre-register by September 2nd. Hope to see you all there, and I thank you for your service. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor. Attention Shasta County hunters, hunting season is here. This is Chris Kellstrom, District 5 candidate and a hunter myself. I'm holding a fundraising dinner Thursday, September 8th at the Anderson Fairgrounds. I'd like to invite all licensed hunters to attend free. Enjoy tri-tip barbecue from Rockin' Peas Barbecue and get a chance to win a gun. Bring your license to Jones Fort by September 2nd and pre-register for a free tri-tip dinner. Stay for the auction and the raffle where multiple guns will be given away. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6:30. Remember to pre-register by September 2nd. Hope to see you all there. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, We strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
REU, along with more than 2,000 utilities across the country, is not for profit and is publicly owned by our customers. This year, REU is celebrating 101 years of serving the city of Reading. October 2nd through the 8th is Public Power Week, when we celebrate the benefits of living and working in a public power community. These benefits include safe, reliable, and affordable electric service to residents and businesses. REU takes pride in providing excellent service, engaging with our customers, and working for our community.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
I started singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry.
Welcome back to Green Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 7:51 in the morning here on the last day of August, 2022. Four Winds Jewelry brings us this segment, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, the best place to buy jewelry, in my opinion. They've got a great selection of jewelry at great prices. I have never been led down the wrong path by Rebecca there when I'm buying jewelry for Linda. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Nick.
Hey, good morning.
Did I pique your interest this morning?
Well, you know, I had a gender identity experience just about a week and a half ago. I'd like to share with you if you're interested.
Well, as long as it doesn't get us thrown off the air.
No, it won't.
Keep your finger on the delete button there.
Nice involved. I'm taking a class out at Shasta College.
Well,
it's a co-ed physical education class. It's called Deep Water Aquatics.
Okay.
I don't like to jog, I don't like to bicycle, and this time of the year it's important to get active because this is when we as mammals start putting on a little bit of weight for the winter. So I decided to try this class, and it's twice a week. I went out there, and it's a co-ed class, and I show up about 5 minutes late, and lo and behold, there's about 25 chicks in this class from 18 to 22 and me. And, boy, I'm in heaven. I mean, wall-to-wall, good-looking chicks. So they, and I really like the class. It's great. You're doing aquatics in deep water, treading water, a lot of running in place and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And the gals, you know, I'm joking with them and stuff, and they start pinching me and calling me Grandpa and how you doing and teasing me, you know.
Pinching you? Did you just say pinching you?
Yep, pinching me in the buttocks and, hey, Grandpa, can you keep up with us? And, you know, just teasing me. And that's great because I'm a pretty good teacher.
Well, what's the age of this group? Are they all, like, in their
70s? 18 to 22 would be my guess.
You're lying here.
This
is a joke, but keep going.
No, it's the truth. So
keep
about
going.
A week and a half ago, this class has been going for about 3 weeks. So about a week and a half ago, I follow them into the woman's locker, and I tell them I'm identifying as a female. And they started squealing and screaming and no, and four of them are pushing me out the door. It was hilarious. That's the truth, Carl. And it's a great class. I enjoy the heck out of it.
You know what? I don't know if a word you said to me is true.
Well,
but even if it isn't, it's a good story.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
I went to the supervisors' meeting yesterday. Oh. It was in the evening.
What happened?
Well, you know, I looked at the agenda, and I didn't expect many people to show up because it was kind of bland. Mm-hmm. And to my surprise, there was probably 50 people there of the public. And there was a lot of people complaining about the election, not so much about the election as it was that they want Kathy Darling to not destroy the ballots and the records on September 3rd, which she can legally do by law, because they are protesting it. And, in fact, a gal named Patty Plum is filing a suit, and I'm not real versed in what it was. It kind of caught me by surprise. But they're very well-spoken. They're just like the girls that ran a recall on Modi. They're educated. They gave examples of the elections being stolen.
Well, I think the only thing they can do if they want to stop those from being destroyed is to put a lawsuit there and to just say, hey, hold it until there's been an investigation. But
well, the thing is,
there's got to be reasons, though.
They can legally destroy them the 3rd of September, so you're running out of time. Perhaps they should have started a little bit sooner. So they solicited the Board of Supervisors to keep her from doing that, and they can't legally do that, but they are writing a letter suggesting that she doesn't destroy them because she doesn't have to. That's the soonest that she can do it.
So she could destroy them anytime she wants.
Oh, no. They've got to wait 20 months after the election.
How long?
20 months.
20?
Months.
Which election are we talking about?
The 2020 election.
Oh, okay.
So, and it all ties into the last election here.
Okay.
But
that's a lot of people showing up.
They don't have to destroy them. And I got up and spoke, and my point was the only reason you would destroy those is to hide something, because it's not costing us anything to store that information.
Mm. And, well, you know, having my big takeaway on this is, besides, you know, people are upset about that, is they haven't had that meeting at night. That's cool. They said they were going to. Start having them occasionally at night?
Once a quarter, and this is the last one for this year. In my opinion, it ought to be more. But it was very informative, and I just think that, you know, I suggested that, you know, I did a survey, and I asked people, do you trust the vote counting machines? And out of well over 200 people, I got 14 yeses. And I think that it's my opinion, the supervisors should address this issue.
Why do people not trust the vote counting machines?
Well, if you go to Frank's Speech TV, you can see where they have the guy that created the Dominion program.
Yeah.
And he can show you how it is corrupted.
Well, he also put
that election back east where the gal insisted on a hand count, and she was behind the three candidates, and she moved up to be the first candidate because they found 3,000 votes that hadn't been counted. There was a gal there last night, who showed that, I think she said there was 3,700 ballots in Shasta County that weren't counted. She wanted to know where they came from. And, you know, there's a couple speakers there that are very, very well-versed. I think this gal worked at the election office years ago. And it's something that needs to be addressed, not just five people up there deciding what's right and what's wrong. Mary Rickert and Joe Comente, as far as they're concerned, nothing's wrong. We trust them. That's it. That's the end of it. But when you've got so many people that don't trust the vote counting machines, it needs to be addressed.
We got to run, Nick. We're running out of time. Okay.
Well, I'm not running out of breath.
I understand that. Why don't you get? I tell you
day.
What. Do you wear a Speedo when you go to your athletic class?
You know, that's a thought.
You know what? That
Maybe
right
I
there.
Can borrow yours.
Well, come on over. It's red, white, and blue. stars. Okay, thanks a lot, Nick. All right, hey, Dolores, you're going to hang on until after the news, and we'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Justice Department dismissing as unnecessary former President Trump's request for a special master to review documents seized by the FBI at Mar-a-Lago.
According to a new court filing, the Justice Department already completed its review of potentially privileged documents. It said that a special master was therefore unnecessary and that the presidential records that were taken from the Florida estate do not belong to Trump. The DOJ also claims that government records were likely concealed from prosecutors and efforts were likely taken to obstruct the government's investigation.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston, the former president, claims the government records in his possession were declassified. With the FBI under intense scrutiny over allegations of improper political activity, Attorney General Garland has fired off a letter to Justice Department staffers detailing a new policy stating that non-career appointees may not attend partisan political events. President Biden is defending the FBI, and with the crucial midterm elections looming and crime soaring, now he's railing against Democrat calls for defunding the police. Citing issues including the southern border crisis, the botched withdrawal from Afghanistan, and the problem-plagued handling of the pandemic, some House Republicans introducing articles of impeachment against President Biden.
Those resolutions never had a chance of seeing the light of day with Democrats holding a narrow control over the lower chamber. But with Republicans widely expected to win the House majority in the midterms, many of those same conservatives want to tap their new potential powers to oust a president they deem unfit.
That's correspondent Bernie Bennett. On it goes, a drinking water crisis, Jackson, Mississippi, the city struggling to deliver bottled water to city residents. Wall Street, the Dow down 38 points, NASDAQ is off 2, and the S&P trading 1 point lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Early Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1569.
They're getting closer.
A convoy of jeeps carrying nuclear inspectors is crossing Ukraine towards the Russian held Zaporizhia power plant, holding the world's hope that it could help secure the safety of the facility in the middle of a war zone and avoid any nuclear catastrophe. Yet, ominously, the Russian-backed local authorities there are claiming Ukrainian forces have shelled the territory of the plant and a nearby town overnight. Rafael Grossi, head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, says, "We're going to a war zone. We're going to occupied territory." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Toyota investing $5.6 billion in Japan and the U.S. to boost production of batteries for electric vehicles. That's according to the automaker, which has enjoyed success with its Prius and other hybrid models, which have an engine as well as a battery-driven electric motor, and therefore the company has at times been seen as a laggard on electric vehicles. Townhall.com. Texas confirms a monkeypox death.
The patient was an adult resident of Harris County who was severely immunocompromised. The case is under investigation to determine what role monkeypox played in the death. People should contact their health care provider if they develop fever, chills, swollen lymph nodes, and a new unexplained rash. People who are diagnosed with monkeypox should stay home and avoid close contact with others until the rash has fully resolved. John Scott reporting.
Tourism came roaring back to France this summer, sending revenues over pre-pandemic levels. That's according to government data released this week. Crowds packing Paris landmarks and Riviera beaches, notably thanks to an influx of Americans benefiting from the weak euro. But there are also a lot of British and other European visitors reveling in the end of pandemic restrictions. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Today, the last day of August 2022. So I will never see August 31st, 2022 again. This is my, wow. Yeah. That's a lot of August 31st in my life. And 8:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam, what's the weather look like?
Alrighty.
Hey, you know what? Do you have that spot that we play tuned up about the weather?
I don't think I do.
Well, too bad.
Alrighty. Let me get
because this would be the ideal time to
it would
play
be.
It. Can you find it?
I am.
Okay. Well,
okay.
Tell us what the weather's going to be.
So, yeah, we are sitting today with a high of 102. Tomorrow, a low of 70. Thursday, a high of 107. Thursday night, a low of 73. Friday, a high of 106. Friday night, a low of 71. Starting on Saturday, we have an excessive heat warning. Saturday's a high of 107, a low of 73. Sunday, 109. And then Labor Day is going to be 110. So.
Okay, and we're in a heat, now, extreme heat advisory.
Yes.
No, warning. Now.
Warning.
And you know how hot it is?
The weather like out there, it's hot. Damn hot, real hot. Hot as this is my shorts, I can cook things in it. Crotch pot cooking.
There you go. That's how hot it is. Hey, the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Crotch Pot Cooking. You know what? That just describes it so well. Hey, the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Great people down there. It's based out of Anderson, the Kenny family. They treat their customers as friends. They've had a long, successful business there, and it's because they treat their customers so well. It's a veteran-owned business, and they give discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. And Dolores, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
We've missed you.
I know.
Where you been on vacation? Oh. Where you been on vacation someplace?
I wish. No. I've just been trying to do, you know, a couple of things here that I need to do before the election here, you know. But I was calling because I was listening to what Nick was saying about the election. And back in, I said this to Richard, I said this to a couple of people, that they need to file a plaintiff ex parte application temporary restraining order for them from stopping Kathy Darling from destroying documents because they passed a resolution back in December 3rd in 2013 to allow her to destroy documents, and it gives you a list and table of contents, all of the items that she could destroy, basically everything. And so they need to do injunction restraining order as soon as possible because she has the authority to destroy every document. And back in 2013, she did destroy documents when my criminal case was pending. That's actually a crime that she committed because, as we all know, you cannot destroy documents when a criminal case is pending and there's a trial hearing, you know. And that's what they did. And my case was not done until 2014. So they need to do it as soon as possible, because if she destroys documents now, especially when she knows that they're asking for to be recount or anything, you know, to look into if there is any fraud or, you know, if she destroys them, she actually, that will be a sex, you know, to me, I look at it, it's already a crime what she committed. And if she continues to do this, this is enough to remove her as for her committing a crime back in 2013, which somebody's looking into that right now.
Okay.
So I think it's ridiculous that the Board of Supervisors continue to say they can't do anything about this. They actually passed this freaking resolution back in 2013.
Okay.
So, all right?
Got it.
I just want to share that with everybody and share that with you.
Thank you, Dolores. Okay. There's lots of bills that work its way through the Sacramento legislature. One of them is AB 1717. It's going to have a huge impact on the North State, and you probably never even heard of it. I heard about it because somebody had, you know, talked to me about it several weeks ago. But now it's sitting on the governor's desk, and I'm not going to talk about it because at about 8:30, we've got a phone call from the president and CEO of CalForest. Matt Diaz is going to call us, and and he's going to talk about this bill at on what impact it's going to have on us in the North State. So stay tuned for that one. Now, moving on from there, I'm not sure exactly if I should even talk about this next subject, because I don't want to cause a rush on this. But farmers are now warning that ketchup, salsa, pasta sauce, and other tomato products could soon be in short supply because of what's happening right here in California. California's farmers are the ones that grow nearly all of America's processing tomatoes. I didn't know that. I know there's, we had a place we called at Camp Pendleton. They called it the Tomato Patch because they raised, you know, right there on the edge of the base. That was still private land in this one spot. And they had probably, 50 acres of tomatoes right there. And it was just something that was there. I don't know if it's still there, but it was back in the 70s and 80s and 90s. But they're saying that this year is shaping up to be another poor season. That means products like ketchup, salsa, pasta sauce, anything in the tomato stuff could be in short supply in stores across the country. Drought, inflation, and supply chain issues are blamed for this possible shortage. We have had unreasonably hot weather, a farmer by the name of Bruce Rominger said. He said close to 15% of his processing tomato crop land has been fallowed by drought and lack of rainfall over the past few years. Nearly all of California farmers are facing severe drought conditions, while more than 40% of California has been classified as being under an extreme drought. This is my crop, but it's everybody's food. That's your ketchup, your pizza sauce, your salsa. This is where it all comes from, so it just isn't my issue. This is everybody's issue. And he's been farming for more than four decades. Farming is always a very risky proposition. You know, farming always has been in ranching. And they've caused less processed tomatoes to be planted and harvested over the past few years. Last year, 10.7 million tons were harvested, down from the peak harvest, which was over 14 million tons, according to the USDA, the Department of Agriculture. We haven't had a good crop since 2018, so they've been short 19, 20, 21, and we're going to be short again in 2022. Anything that comes like that, that come, they come out, any of those things we've mentioned, come out of California fields. It's not going to produce as many tomatoes, so we're going to possibly have shortages on those foods. So just stand by. Farmers are paying nearly 20% more to grow these tomatoes, too. And, you know, you talk about inflation and the impact it has, and the Biden administration saying that, well, it's not real. And we who buy gas and buy food, you know, us, you know, we non-wealthy, and I would consider myself middle class, and I can imagine for people that make, you know, less money where they are. And now when you look at this, it cost them 20% more to grow those tomatoes. Now, where do you think that 20% goes? If it's costing them 20% just to get a crop in, 20% more, they have got to pass that on. Nearly everything used in production has gone up in price over this past year. Fertilizer prices have doubled. Historic highs of our fuel on fuel prices. In California, our labor is significant cost, and it's going up. So they've had every margin basically eaten up by these by the inflation pressures this season. We're consuming more tomato-based products, too, like ketchup and sauces during the pandemic because they were staying home. They weren't going out to restaurants. And now with the cost of things, people are buying it. And let's just say it, you know, spaghetti is can be a cheaper meal to have. So there you are. At the end of the day, I believe that on the global stage, global consumption of the processed tomato product will be what the globe can produce. So we're, salsa, and we got to take a break. Salsa is one of, you know, I think it surpassed ketchup in amount bought several years ago. Well, all of those tomatoes are grown right here in California. All right, got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center has got one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They have extremely high ratings in heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, hip and knee replacements. They are becoming a teaching hospital next year where they're bringing in residents from all over the country, maybe the world, to come here and be residents in our hospital at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
We are in the middle of fire season in California, and we've already seen major fires break out here in the North State. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. In Siskiyou County, the tragic McKinney Fire has caused at least 4 deaths and consumed over 60,000 acres. And some of the most dangerous months are still ahead of us. I'm working to improve federal forest management by getting more aggressive in thinning and clearing near power lines to reduce fire risks. We have delivered billions in aid for local disaster recovery and are fighting to stop FEMA from seizing money from fire victims who have received compensation from PG&E. I've also written a bipartisan bill to stop the IRS from taxing people's fire settlement dollars. In July, I offered amendments to federal legislation that would increase funding for water storage and fire protection. My office is here to serve you. Go to lamalfa.house.gov or give us a call. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Paid for with official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Tickets for Axiom Repertory Theater's summer season are on sale now, starting with Neil Simon's hilarious Chapter 2, July 15th through August 26th, followed by the aggressively outrageous musical hit Ruthless, July 22nd through August 25th, and finally, Roe, a timely look at the landmark 1973 case Roe v. Wade, running August 5th through the 27th. Don't miss Axiom Repertory Theater's outstanding summer season. Get your tickets now at the box office, 2613 Bocelli Lane, or online at axreptheater.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back
into a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell's been doing this since 1993, helping families, seniors, business owners, and veterans, helping them with both their insurance and financial management needs. Well, everything that's going on, we're talking about inflation, we're talking about all this stuff that's happening. If you're looking for a second opinion on your retirement plan, 401ks, give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation. Give them a call at 530-221-0441. Stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive and talk to one of their experts. She has her two separate divisions, insurance and financial management at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You know, as we go, I just got a text from Ron Lim that said, it's been crazy at Lim's Cafe since he made the announcement. You know, people were coming in. They had to lock the doors 2 hours after the closing time to keep people from still coming in. People realize that, you know, this is an institution that they've, you know, we've talked about it already, that people have enjoyed for, it's been part of their family and part of what they do for 90 years. And now it's going to be gone. So Tuesday, last day, we're talking about things that the California legislature does. And we're going to talk about AB 1717 in a couple minutes. But here's the latest. And the union's got another one through. The California legislature sent Governor Newsom a first in the nation bill creating a council to regulate wages and working conditions in fast food restaurants. This was fought and fought and fought. And in fact, in the Senate, they had six senators say, I'm not going to vote on this. I'm abstaining, till it passed by like one vote. Then they switched their votes over. You know, really brave, brave legislatures we have right there. It would give labor advocates a long, elusive bargaining foothold in a low-wage industry that employs more than a half million non-unionized workers, pushed by the Service Employees International Union. And if you ever go down to Sacramento, by the way, you'll see people running around there in these purple T-shirts. Well, that's SIEU. They've got things, and there's always like 100 people they pay to be there, maybe more, that go in and out of the buildings, and they're, you know, they stand on people's, okay, they go to, Assemblyman and Senator's desk, and talk to them. And the FAST Recovery Act, this is what they're calling it, passed the state Senate with a minimum number of votes. If he signs it, a council would be able to set standards across the fast food industry on wages and workplace conditions such as safety measures and even the temperature of a restaurant. Labor advocates say the bill would give workers bargaining powers in an industry where union representation is difficult to achieve because of high staff turnover and franchise ownership. And even though they pared back the bill significantly to get it passed, the legislators balked at earlier proposals to give the new council sweeping regulatory authority over the industry. Lawmakers added a bevy of amendments last week to address the concerns of business owners. They did strip out a provision that would have held fast food corporations jointly responsible for wage and labor violations at franchise locations. So, SIEU comes through again.
But frankly, I've worked in the food industry. Honestly, it's kind of needed. Like, there were times when me and my coworkers were working, 8-hour shifts, no breaks, 8 days in a row.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, this is why we have two producers on Sundays. Because I need to give a break to my producers, because we go from 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. And one producer, that's a full day's work, but he needs time off. So I bring another producer in to give them an hour off in between, to take over for an hour. So it gives, in this case, Liam a break, or it gives Nathan a break. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. This bit with the fast food employees.
Yeah.
I was sitting there thinking about this last night, and I don't know if I'm right or wrong. I'm just sitting in the cheap seats here. But I think this is a way for California. They're trying to figure out a way to replace all the manufacturing jobs that are leaving the state.
Yeah.
The manufacturing jobs have always been fairly well compensated.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And they're losing so many manufacturing jobs and companies leaving the state. They're trying to figure out a way how to keep the money flowing and try to figure out how to keep people able to buy a house.
I think that's probably one of the reasons. But even the Department of Finance, California Department of Finance, opposes it, saying it would create ongoing costs and worsen delays in the state's labor enforcement system. This is another way to pull in money. And again, unionize fast food workers. But, a lot of times, fast food workers, in many, many, many cases, this is a temporary job. It's a it's a summer job and all this. And it's another layer of bureaucracy that you're going to lay on all these franchises. And the restaurant industry is huge in California.
Well, I think they're also trying to figure out a way to create jobs for all the illegal aliens coming into the state. Because they're the ones that primarily work in these places.
Yeah. Well, there's certain businesses that are exempt. Bakeries, grocery store, fast food counters, and chains with fewer than 100 locations nationally. That's up from a prior threshold of 30 locations or less. So, yeah. But they had to do that or they would have never passed it. So, okay, Chris. I think that's a good point. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, because California is losing people. Losing billions of dollars are leaving. Big companies are leaving. We lost for the first time in history, lost a congressional seat in California. It's going to get worse because of laws like this, and then the impact it has on these small ones. The minimum wage, which keeps going up. And then when you add on to that the cost of electricity, and that's going to be horrendous. The closer we get as we start having to cut off ourselves from fossil fuels,
it's going to get worse. The cost of electricity is just going to go up. And so if you're a business here and you do use a lot of electricity, you've got to look at, okay, how much can I raise my prices for labor and power and fuel to get, you know, to keep my company going? And you say, well, it's less than 100. But you know what? So you're talking about all the McDonald's, you're talking about all the Taco Bells, you're talking about Black Bear Diner. It's got over 100 locations. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Matt Diaz. And he's going to tell us what AB 1717 is and the impact it's going to have on us up here in Northern California. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. Sleep Number has a great sale going on right now. It's on their 360 limited edition smart beds. As you know, Linda and I have had Sleep Number for years. We thoroughly endorse Sleep Number. My Sleep Number setting is 65. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 35. And we can adjust that every night. Her side of the bed is different than mine. We don't have to compromise on that. You know, life's compromised, but you don't have to compromise about how well you sleep. And why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts the night before. And now, don't miss Sleep Number's Labor Day special, where all smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, plus special financing and free premium home deliveries on all smart beds. Yeah, on all smart beds. That means they bring it in, they set it up, and they take your old bed away. That ends Labor Day, September 5th, only at our Sleep Number stores over in the Target Shopping Center. A great place to go in there, lay on all the beds, find the one that works for you. The special financing is subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. Okay, when we come back, Matt Diaz, who is the CEO and president of Cal Forest, will join us.
Attention veterans and active military personnel, this is Chris Kellstrom, your District 5 candidate, and I'm having a fundraiser Thursday, September 8th at the fairgrounds. We owe you all a debt of gratitude that can never be repaid. I want to invite you all for a free tri-tip dinner from Rockin' Peas Barbecue. Bring your VA card or military ID to Jones Fort by September 2nd. Freedom isn't free, and because of you, we still have freedom. Come for the dinner, stay for the auction and gun raffles. Remember, pre-register by September 2nd. Hope to see you all there, and I thank you for your service.
This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Attention Shasta County hunters, hunting season is here. This is Chris Kellstrom, District 5 candidate and a hunter myself. I'm holding a fundraising dinner Thursday, September 8th at the Anderson Fairgrounds. I'd like to invite all licensed hunters to attend free. Enjoy tri-tip barbecue from Rockin' Peas Barbecue and get a chance to win a gun. Bring your license to Jones Fort by September 2nd and pre-register for a free tri-tip dinner. Stay for the auction and the raffle where multiple guns will be given away. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6:30. Remember to pre-register by September 2nd. Hope to see you all there.
This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Great place to get your hair cut. Veteran-owned business gives discounts for seniors and veterans. The only place I've had my hair cut since I moved to Reading 15 years ago. They work by appointments only. Give them a call at 530-244-9478. Man's last stronghold. Hey, on the line we have Matt Diaz, who is the president and CEO of Cal Forest. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Bob. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, you can call me Carl. Everybody else does. I heard about this AB 1717. A couple weeks ago, and then got a phone call from a friend last night. And I really appreciate you joining us. I know you're on the road right now. I imagine how busy you are. Can you tell our audience what AB 1717 is?
AB 1717 is a legislative proposal that has negotiated the legislature at this point, is now sitting upon the governor's desk. And the general premise of the bill is to apply the term public works to any fuel hazard reduction project that is funded by dollars spent by the state of California. And by doing that, the prevailing wage standard would apply to all public works. It does apply to all public works projects and therefore all fuel hazard reduction work that's conducted in the state.
Now, tell our audience, and because you know what, we have a lot of fires up here, and one of the ways you try to reduce fires is by fuel reduction. Could you tell our audience the impact that's going to have?
Well, from my observation, Carl, I think that we are going to face seriously challenged times in terms of trying to effectuate these projects into the future. What I'm getting at is that it's going to slow the progress that we have as a state, all stakeholders in the state have been pushing towards in terms of meeting goals that have been set by our state and federal partners to achieve upwards of 1 million acres of treatment a year. We haven't gotten there yet. We are all striving to get there. But if we have 1717 passed, it is going to be a barrier and slow progress on that front. And that's what's concerning to myself, to many of the stakeholder groups out there that are tracking 1717.
That's because then you got small operators that are out there. Maybe somebody owns a company. He's got maybe two employees. Is out there working on fuel reduction, and now he's got to bump their salaries in many cases up double. And
I think that there is the issue of salary, and there is the issue of cost. And if 1717 does pass, I don't see any other option except for the state of California to invest more deeply in fire prevention activities to cover whatever increased costs may occur. But really, this is a process-based issue. We have, when public monies are allocated in a state budget, if they're often run through, or nearly always run through, a department of some sort.
Uh-huh.
In this case, Cal Fire, the Sierra Nevada Conservancy, other conservancies are all allocating these funds, and they do not have the program support to even negotiate the prevailing wage standards that may apply. So it's an issue of contracting. It's an issue of the operators that you mentioned actually wanting to engage in that level of contracting to get this work done. We rely upon our rural communities. We rely upon the workforce in our rural communities that have the equipment and the wherewithal and the knowledge base on how to work in these remote settings to conduct. This is not fuel hazard reduction work around the outskirts of Sacramento. These are large landscape projects that we are trying to initiate to get ourselves to a place where we have more resilient forests in California. And we rely upon your listenership and folks like that to get this work done. And they don't understand prevailing wage, is my understanding, for the most part. They're not large enough companies, if you will, to really engage in that process. And so we are going to really have a very, very steep learning curve in order to get our workforce to the point where they even understand what they need to do. A very steep learning curve in terms of getting the departments to understand, state agencies to understand what they need to do. And all of that costs time. And we do not have time right now, Carl. We are facing a crisis in wildfire. We have communities and forests at risk. And we do not need barriers to success at this point. And 1717, in my opinion, represents a barrier to success.
Well, what is Governor Newsom? Has he made any comments about this, or given any indication on how he leans on this thing?
That's a great question, and I don't have an answer to that. So I don't have any commentary on that per se. I wish I had better knowledge as it relates to that, but. To date, no. All I know is that AB 1717 has negotiated the legislative process successfully, and the final arbiter of decision making resides with Governor Newsom right now. And I don't know which way he's leaning at all.
Well, he must know that this is going to, that since we are on fire, 6, 7, 8 months out of the year. And he made a big point of especially after the Paradise Fire and so many people died, of clearing up these forests and thinning them out, getting a lot of the waste out of the forest. Do you think he realizes that this is going to slow everything down and we're never going to make that 1 million acres a year?
I will say that Cal Forest, as well as other partners, even local to your listenership, have been weighing in on this. I would suggest that the message has been delivered, I suppose, is the best way of putting it. I would suggest that I think that the administration would likely know the impact of 1717. But, I have not spoken directly with Governor Newsom.
Mm-hmm.
We have engaged with some of his staff and that kind of messaging, if you will. So I can't speak on behalf of what knowledge base he has at this particular time, but I do know that through the legislative process, that Cal Forest and other partners, Rural County, RCRC, and others have been very adamant about the impact of what this will result in. And I suggest that message has been received by the highest levels of mm-hmm. governance in California.
Hey, can you tell our listeners what Cal Forest is?
Cal Forest is that's a good question. I should have covered that earlier, Carl.
I should
Cal
have asked Forest it earlier.
We represent all of the forestry sector in California. We have 3.5 million acres within our membership. Also represent the facilities, value-added facilities that come along with that 3.5 million acres of ownership in California.
Okay. Well, I know that.
So 1717, as Cal Forest as an association is leaning in very hard on fuel hazard reduction work. We recognize that the communities in which our employees base live are at risk. The timberlands in which we own and manage as an association are at risk. rural economics are at risk. Recreation is at risk from wildfire. Our airsheds are at risk from wildfire. And so, you know, this wildfire crisis, which is existential in nature, is a top priority for us, and we just can't at this point stomach the idea of having another level of barriers and getting work done to protect the resources and the communities that are at risk.
Okay. You know, this, you know, when I saw this and I read this from the RCRC, and then I really appreciate it. I know how busy you are. I know you're on the road right now, that you took the time to talk about this and kind of flesh out what this means. But again, another layer of bureaucracy that's just going to slow things down. And I mean, this is just like the third thing we've talked about today that's going to, you know, it's like the state of California, as one of our listeners said, is trying to find any way it can to drag in money since so many businesses are leaving our area.
Yeah. At this point, Carl, there's not a lot of what I would request of your listenership.
Yeah. What do you want to do?
Is to I would request that your listenership get a hold, even via email, even though I know that seems at times that there's a black box there. But the messaging from your listenership is individual citizens in the North State that are going to be affected by this slowing of progress to email into the governor's office and ask for a veto on 1717.
Yeah,
is really what we need to do, because the voice of the people need to be heard on this particular issue.
When will we know about this? When is it sitting on his desk right now?
It is.
So is this something like, I know he's got like a numerous bill sitting there. So would we have any idea when this might, you know, when he looks at it?
That is a really good question, and that's difficult to ascertain, honestly. You know, generally, tranches of bills, if you will, like a subset of bills will be looked at in a given day. We do not have any information as to when 1717 would be considered.
Yeah, so you know, that's their way.
My point is the sooner rather than later.
Yeah. Oh, no. We want people to write in and call in and everything saying don't sign AB 1717 because, you know, we're in the middle of fire territory, and you may not be in L.A. or Sacramento, but we sure as heck are. Okay, Matt, thank you so much for taking the time to call. Like I said, you're in your car and you're on your way to someplace else. So thank you very much for the phone call and kind of illuminating what AB 1717 is and how it's going to impact on us up in the North State.
Of course, Carl. I appreciate the time this morning.
You betcha. Thank you. We got to take a break here, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Looking out a dirty old window, down below the cars in the city go rushing by.
I 100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Attention veterans and active military personnel, this is Chris Kellstrom, your District 5 candidate, and I'm having a fundraiser Thursday, September 8th at the fairgrounds. We owe you all a debt of gratitude that can never be repaid. I want to invite you all for a free tri-tip dinner from Rockin' Peas Barbecue. Bring your VA card or military ID to Jones Fort by September 2nd. Freedom isn't free, and because of you, we still have freedom. Come for the dinner, stay for the auction and gun raffles. Remember, pre-register by September 2nd. Hope to see you all there, and I thank you for your service.
This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Attention Shasta County hunters, hunting season is here. This is Chris Kellstrom, District 5 candidate, and a hunter myself. I'm holding a fundraising dinner Thursday, September 8th at the Anderson Fairgrounds. I'd like to invite all licensed hunters to attend free. Enjoy tri-tip barbecue from Rockin' Peas Barbecue and get a chance to win a gun. Bring your license to Jones Fort by September 2nd and pre-register for a free tri-tip dinner. Stay for the auction and the raffle where multiple guns will be given away. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6:30. Remember to pre-register by September 2nd. Hope to see you all there.
This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, 244-7199.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and the Bot. Hey, tomorrow, Trish Clark's in here with Doug Jenke, who is a well-known local conservative. They argue back and forth about who's more conservative. Friday, Congressman Doug Lamoff will be on. A lot of stuff going on in Congress, and I mean, it's just amazing. Let's talk about some things that are happening here in the near future. Asphalt Cowboys have their annual barbecue down at Lake Redding Park. That's going to be on September 11th. Starts at 11 a.m. and it goes to 6 p.m. You can buy tickets, $10 presale, $12 day of barbecue. Tri-tip chicken, coleslaw, cowboy beans, and garlic bread. Also having a live auction from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. You can either drive through or eat at the park. For ticket information, go to asphaltcowboys.org. And then the following week, on Friday, September 16th, and Saturday, September 17th, you've got Paisano Days is back. It's going to be at South City Park from on Friday, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. All you can eat spaghetti with meat sauce. And you might want to jump on that right now if we just talked about there's going to maybe a tomato shortage in the near future here. So all you can eat spaghetti with meat sauce or spaghetti with pesto sauce, salad, and bread, $12 for adults, $5 for children under 12 years. 6 p.m. start of the bocce ball tournament, the ceremonial first roll at 6 p.m. And there'll be live music. Now on Saturday, the bocce ball tournament continues, and with the finals between 7 and 8 p.m., vendor and crafter booths, face painting for the kids, lots of food, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., pasta bowls with a meatball, Italian sausage sandwiches, meatball sandwiches, and hot dogs, cannoli and ice cream, beer, wine, and soft drinks. Big raffle. Tickets for $5 or 35 tickets for 20 for the big raffle. For more information or for tickets, call John at 530-365-5978 or just look up the Sons and Daughters of Italy in America. And kind of getting ahead of ourselves, but the 29th annual Veterans Day Parade in the city of Shasta Lake is going to occur, honoring men and women who serve past, present, and future. That'll be Saturday, November 5th at 10 a.m. on Shasta Dam Boulevard. If you haven't been to that before, you need to go to it. It's a lot of people are there. Great parade. They have a pancake breakfast that starts at 6 a.m. and it goes to 10 p.m.
10 a.m., sorry, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. at the Shasta Lake Fire Protection District main fire hall there. And then after the parade, you're invited to American Legion Post 270 for a luncheon. And no entry fee for the parade. It's all free. However, you can make a donation and obtain a parade entry form at Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce website. Linda and I are always there, and we announce the parade from up there. It's a great parade. Now, all types, you know, bands and military vehicles and motorcycles and horses and all those kind of things. It's great. And it's presented by the Shasta Lake Lions Club. Do you ever go to these things?
On occasions.
Okay. Well, we got to get you more active.
Well, when I was in high school, like, I was in the band program, so I was at most of them.
Oh,
for
you,
that.
Did you march in the band?
Yeah.
Really?
I was a drummer.
You were a drummer. So I probably did you do it with the Veterans Day parade?
Yeah, the Veterans Day, the Christmas, the rodeo parade. I think that's the one. I don't know. That one sucked because it was always like 110, and we were in our thick, like, band uniforms, and I'm carrying like 80 pounds of drum. Like, that was, that was terrible.
Well, you know, I probably saw you. I just didn't realize I saw you at the Veterans Day Parade.
Yeah.
And we announced the rodeo parade for many years, but it's right on Linda's birthday.
Oh.
And now with being a member of the Reading Rodeo Association, I'm kind of tied up with everything going on because rodeos are going on then. And,
yeah.
So a lot of changes this year, by the way, in the Reading Rodeo. Oh, still going to be the rodeo, of course. But we're doing a lot of work down there in the areas, seating, trying to make it more comfortable for people there. And, you know, I've been watching this to Linda's dismay on the Cowboy Channel. They've got 100 rodeos in 100 days. I mean, every day I'm watching a different rodeo. And I watch, you know, we have something called, you know, it's called mutton busting, right? Our little kids wear these little vests, and they've got helmets and all that. I was watching one in Utah yesterday, and all of ours come out of a gate. Out of a chute. So we put them on in there. We make sure the kids are just in there tight. Open up the gate, and out they go. I was watching one in Utah yesterday. These kids are coming in there, no helmets, or maybe a bicycle helmet, a little pink bicycle helmet. Nothing else. They're putting them on these sheep, and they're trying to hang on to the sheep.
I saw a video of that.
If you see it, they're trying to hang on. No, no, not the kids, but the guys putting it on. They're trying to hang on to the sheep at the same time they're putting a kid on it, and off they go. And you know, the some of the sheep at the beginning, because there's no other sheep out. They turn around. They want to, you know, hey, I'm staying with the flock. So those little kids just hanging on, and the sheep's not moving. So now they're having to chase the sheep across the arena there. And they got these little sheep clowns, these little kids.
Yeah.
And they're chasing after them. Anyway, we do ours much better.
Oh, yeah.
So. And Linda says, how many more rodeos are there? And I said, well, 100 rodeos in 100 days. And we're at like, this is September and October. It's over in like October, the rodeos, because everybody's got, you know, they're trying to win money to get to the national finals, which is in the first week in December. So, and you see things there that it just how they run it. And some of them are just, you know, wow, that's a good idea. And we all look at things like that. If it looks like a good idea and we can do it without, you know, harming the integrity of the rodeo, we'll go for that. Okay. Just as your last thought here, as bad as it is here at times, Europe right now is facing unprecedented energy shortages because of the war in Ukraine. The Russians are cutting them off. They're in Germany, public buildings will not be lit at night, including historical areas. Hot water in Hanover has been cut off at public buildings. Augsburg has turned off their traffic lights. Spain, air conditioning can't be set any cooler than 81 degrees Fahrenheit, and they're even suggesting
workers not wear ties to preserve the energy. Air conditioning in Italy and schools and public buildings is limited. And think about that. They're cutting off the air conditioning in public buildings, including schools. The cost of energy has risen. You know, we look at it, it's risen, you know, 100%. It's 1,000% there. 1,000%. And the cost of gas, which has always been high, is sky high now. And you know, you look at it, and it's by the liter. They sell it by the liter. So, you know, it says $5. Okay, $5. No, that's for a liter. It's not a gallon. So, this is going around as bad. Just remember, as bad as it is here at times, you can look around and find it's worse in a lot of other places. Okay, everybody, have a great day. It's we're getting ready to hit the heat, excessive heat. It is a warning now this weekend. So be careful out there. And God bless America.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
You can stand KCNR, Shasta, Reading.